こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Culture Class Essential Japanese Vocabulary Lesson 8 Pop and Traditional Culture. Hi everyone, I'm Yura.
And I'm Natsuko.
And welcome to Culture Class Essential Japanese Vocabulary Lesson 8. In this lesson, you learn 5 essential words related to society and culture. These are 5 examples of Japanese pop and traditional culture, hand-picked. You can find a complete list of vocabulary at JapanesePod101.com. Okay, Natsuko, what's our first word?
書道
Calligraphy.
書道書道
Listeners, please repeat.
書道
In Japanese calligraphy, an ink brush is dipped in black ink produced from an ink stick. Calligraphy was the standard form of writing in ancient Japan, but it now remains as an art form.Now let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
小学生は学校の書道の授業で習字を習います。
Elementary school children learn calligraphy at school.
小学生は学校の書道の授業で習字を習います。
Okay, what's the next word?
祭り
Festival
祭り祭り
Listeners, please repeat.
祭り
Matsuri is a general term in Japanese for any kind of festival. At Japanese festivals, there are many stalls selling food and or offering games. Such festivals are often held in warm or hot seasonsAnd people go out at night wearing traditional summer kimono called yukata. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
祭りがあるときはよく花火も上げられます。
When there's a festival, fireworks are often also set off.
祭りがあるときはよく花火も上げられます。
Okay, what's the next word?
初詣
The first visit to a shrine of the year.
初詣初詣
Listeners, please repeat.
初詣
初詣 is the first visit to a shrine, sometimes a temple, of the year. People go to the shrine on one of the first 3 days in January to greet the gods and to pray for a good year.Now let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
初詣ではお守りを買い、古いお守りを返します。
At the first visit to the shrine of the year, people buy lucky charms and protective charms for the coming year and return those from the past year.
初詣ではお守りを買い、古いお守りを返します。
Okay, what's the next word?
お盆
Bon Festival
お盆お盆
Listeners, please repeat.
お盆
お盆 is a Japanese Buddhist custom which takes place in August, during which the spirits of deceased ancestors are said to revisit the altar in the family home. Typically,Japanese people welcome their deceased ancestors on the 13th of August and send them back to the afterlife on the 16th of August. But these dates vary in each region. Now let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
お盆は祖先を祀る期間なので、祖先の霊を迎える前にお墓を掃除するのは大切なことです。
お盆 is a period of honoring one's ancestors.So it's important to clean the family graves before welcoming their spirits.
お盆は 祖先を祀る期間なので、祖先の霊を迎える前にお墓を掃除するのは大切なことです。
Okay, what's the last word?
俳句。
俳句 poetry.
俳句。俳句。
Listeners, please repeat.
俳句。
A haiku poem has only three lines, with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second line, and five in the third line. It must usually include a word which represents a season. Now, let's hear a sample sentence using this word.
俳句には限られた文字に深い思いが込められています。
Haiku poetry expresses very deep thoughts with a very limited number of words.
俳句には限られた文字に深い思いが込められています。
Okay, listeners, are you ready to be quizzed on the words you just learned? Natsuko will give you the Japanese. Please say the English meaning out loud. Are you ready?
書道
Calligraphy
祭り
Festival
初詣
The first visit to a shrine of the year.
お盆
Bon Festival.
俳句
Haiku poetry. There you have it. Five examples of pop and traditional culture in Japan. We have more vocab lists available at JapanesePod101.com. So be sure to check them out. Thanks everyone and see you next time.
またね。